How high can cattle prices go? Hello, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox. Cattle prices continue to rise, setting new records. Can this trend continue? USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
If you are in the cattle and beef business, you have to wonder just how much higher can cattle and beef prices go. Last year, fed steers were bringing an average of about $120 a hundredweight, which a few years ago would have been considered impossibly high. However,
right now, we're looking at cattle prices, which are, you know, about $148 a hundredweight.
Wow. Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shale Shagham. Of course, the cattle herd has been shrinking for several years. We now have the smallest herd since the 1950s. Demand for beef, especially overseas, has been strong, so cattle prices have been climbing.
It's a very tight market right now. What's also interesting is if you expand that one step beyond to the wholesale prices, wholesale prices are well above a year ago. Packer margins have actually turned positive. I mean, so the wholesale value of the cutout has increased more rapidly than the live animal price.
However, Shale Shagham says even though the supply of cattle continues to drop,
these very high prices right now are probably not going to hold.
The reason, according to Shagham, has more to do with demand than with supply.
As those higher wholesale prices are passed along to the consumer, we would expect to see them shifting over to some other meats, some other price competitive meats. Poultry is going to be increasing production. We'll be seeing higher pork production during the year. So we think that there may be some resistance which will develop moving forward.
But so far, the only symptom we've seen is that people are buying more chicken, which has raised the price of that commodity. So maybe we've just about gotten the answer to the question, how high can cattle prices go? But then maybe not. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Beef cattle production in Tennessee is one of our top commodities. More than 45,000 producers have about 2 million head of cattle across the state. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.